Hi, this is Anne-Marie, and this is another quick tip from my 30 Tips to Distinction series, which I'm featuring on this podcast, specifically for coaches and consultants to help you go from invisible to influential, a trusted authority in your industry, the choice versus just a choice when your ideal client's ready to move forward. Here's today's tip. And that tip is to just start. Just take that action that you know you need to do in order to share your message. To get started on that project, or maybe even submit your expression of interest for that speaking opportunity, or maybe even be a guest on a podcast. Whatever it is, and you know what it is, just start. Which may sound like a ridiculous piece of advice, because if it was that easy, you probably would be doing it anyway, right? So here are some things to help you unravel why you may be stuck and unable to start. Firstly, is what you're looking to do too overwhelming? I know for me, if I'm overwhelmed, I often will do nothing. So in that instance, I have to unpack it. Often I'll write things down and I'll really start to what I call chunk down, get everything out of my head and onto paper, and then look at it and see what needs to happen next. So do you need to get everything out of your head onto paper and then from there map out a 90-day plan and maybe the steps that you need to take to that'll enable you to get to that next stage of that project? Maybe you need to get people to support you because there's areas that you're not quite familiar with, and there may be some other resources that you need as well. Get it out of your head and start chunking down. Document what you do know. And often just doing that can make an incredible world of difference. Guess what? Just in you doing that means you've started. Another point, stop aiming for perfection. I have to put my hand up because I am a recovering perfectionist and I can still sometimes get stuck. You know, I love Canva and I'll often design some of my own graphics. It's a way that I just wind down and I can sit there kind of moving things over from a millimeter and then millimeter back. And it's like, get over yourself, Anne-Marie. Does not have to be perfect. So I absolutely know what you are struggling with when it comes to wanting things to be perfect. But guess what? It won't be perfect. And just like you build confidence, you too will continue to build your skill level. Or if you're on Canva and creating that graphic, good is good enough. I mean, often when we're perfectionists, what we're putting out there is fantastic. And it's only us that sees it through that lens of having to be perfect. Everyone else would be saying that is fantastic. So just get it out there and you'll continue to build confidence, continue to get better as you continue to move along. So stop aiming for perfection. And lastly, are you a procrastinator? Find the source of your procrastination and work on that. I remember years ago, I took a workshop for authors who were writing romantic novels on the topic of procrastination. And there are quite a number of people who admitted that they had not finished their manuscripts because finishing their manuscript meant that they would have to submit it to their publisher. And they were afraid that their publisher might reject it or come back with lots of different edits. So guess what? They continued to procrastinate so that they wouldn't finish their manuscripts, so that they wouldn't have to send it to their editor and therefore find themselves being rejected or coming back with lots of editing. So find out what you're avoiding and then work on that. And you know, there's two sides of the coin in procrastination and often perfection. And sometimes we find that we can fall into both of those, but just start. Take that one step that you need to do today. You've been listening to another tip from my 30 Tips to Distinction series. I'll be back with another tip next week. In the meantime, this is a special message if you're a coach or a consultant. Are you struggling to stand out online? Maybe you feel unnoticed, unheard, and invisible. Go ahead and access my free masterclass on how to become distinguishable, uncopyable, and irresistible to your ideal client, even if you're in a crowded marketplace. Go to industrythoughtleaderacademy.com/distinguishable message. That's industrythoughtleaderacademy.com forward slash distinguishable message. I'll see you in the masterclass.